Does Terry agree with Keith Law of The Athletic? The Guardians should already be worried about Travis Bezanna. I didn't say it, guys. That's Keith Law of The Athletic. He goes on Bassett Films.
2 months into year two.
That's part of the article. 2 months in. Is it technically year two? He was drafted in June. This just wraps up year one.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
He barely got a season last year.
Yeah,
so
last year doesn't really count.
Because they held the draft in the middle of the year. I found it to be very surprising that he had Travis Bezanna. He didn't move anywhere, so I wonder if he's just never been very high on Travis Bezanna, because he has a top 50 ranking. He's got the 50 there. He had Travis Bezanna previously before the season at 25. He still has him at 25. Says he, quote, has a very steep swing, striking out 28% of the time in AA before the injury. This is Keith Law saying it. Quote, I've also had less than glowing reports on his defense at second base. If he's a left fielder and the contact skill isn't what it appeared to be, his most likely outcome isn't close to what it seemed last spring. We're 2 months in. Lord almighty. Speaking of Travis Bezanna, or speaking about rookies, Shedeur Sanders, he is a rookie for your Cleveland Browns. What? Do you like that? Do you like little thing? Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it? Deion Sanders was on the Say What Needs to Be Said podcast with Asante Samuel.
Now say it five times fast.
Yes.
Say what needs to be said. 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 Say what needs to be said.
You got
to
add Asante Samuel in there every
time.
Oh,
no, that's unfair. You're just being ridiculous, Owen.
Here's Prime.
By the seashore.
Here's Prime on the narratives assigned to Shedeur.
I know it was a lot of rumors about the next level, and I can't see that. When I think a couple of people who may have taken shots at my kids, they were afraid that I would go. That's where the shots came from. All you got to do is just sit back and listen. People don't want to do that. They want to create these narratives and create these stories and then attach them to a kid that ain't ever done nothing wrong.
Here he is addressing the rumors. Now, this one's a little bit spicy.
How does that make you feel when you see your colleagues or your peers going in on you, man? Like, how does that make you feel?
You have no idea. We've always been in front of the camera, so they know how to navigate. They know how to handle themselves. Yeah. And you're not going to catch them in no foolery and no mess. When you sit up there and say something like, he went in a meeting unprepared, like, dude, Shedeur Sanders, who's had six different coordinators, who has still functioned and went up, leveled up every time we brought somebody new in, and you're going to tell me he
every
was
situation.
You're going to tell me he had on headphones. Shedeur, anybody know my son, understand he's a professional. Like, he's going to go into a meeting with headphones on. Like, y'all, come on.
Man. Why do they say it?
By the way, funny.
Why do they say
this? It is funny to hear the guy that coached him talk about all the different coordinators. Because normally, when we talk about the coordinators, it's because, you know, coaches are getting fired and everything. And Deion's like, man, look at what he had to do. All these different coaches. Like, you hired all these coaches, and then you got rid of all these coaches.
So what's the truth here? Because why would you make up such a terrible thing?
Yeah, that'd be pretty big.
I'm looking in the Giants' direction. Why would you make up such a terrible thing?
That's a pretty big thing to get wrong. Right?
Yes.
Anybody that's leaking out all this stuff, because that's all the Giants have been doing. And you said it best. They're not even leaking. They're just flat out telling people, that will listen.
Well,
on tape.
They take Jackson Dart at the back end of the first round, and all they do is, I think they're now starting to move on, but I follow the Giants closely. And it seemed like for weeks, all they could do was talk about Shedeur Sanders and reasons why they didn't draft Shedeur Sanders when they took Jackson Dart in the first round. It's like, who's your football player? Is it Jackson Dart, the guy you didn't take and made a big deal about not taking? So I didn't like that, but I think the truth, as always, and it only takes one, and anonymous is anonymous is anonymous, so we'll never truly know. It took one bad meeting with one team that probably wanted to meet with him that he did not take seriously as a potential suitor for him. And because he didn't take it seriously as a potential suitor, he probably thought it was a waste of his time. And that team, whoever they were, maybe it certainly was the Giants, because they were the ones saying how he had earphones in. Not headphones, but the AirPods and whatever?
Earbuds.
Earbuds, yeah.
My daughter tells me to take them out now.
I just got used to talking to people with them in.
Daddy, AirPods, out.
I just assumed that they were already in all the time for a lot of people.
I always have mine in, yeah, when I'm not here.
I have full conversations with people, and they have their AirPods, earbuds, whatever in. You don't?
I have.
Okay.
But people get mad. People get mad at me. I was just going
to
say.
I just got over it and moved on because I figured it was the future of everything. So I didn't have to. If I was going to get mad, I was just going to get mad at everybody. Go ahead. You were going to say something.
The fact that Caleb Williams, now that it's come out in this book that's getting published, and there hasn't really been a lot of pushback from the Caleb Williams crowd, but that they were going to try to orchestrate something potentially. And we wondered all along whether the Sanders were trying to do that, trying to kind of pick their destination. Everything they did blew up in their face. It did not work out at all like obviously they were hoping for it to. But I wondered about that, Ken. Did he, and we may never know, was he sabotaging some of the meetings because he thought he had another viable option that he thought was going to be better for his career?
I don't think he was. Was he sabotaging any meeting? No. I just think there were meetings he probably had to go to. Felt he had to go to. Yeah.
Like everything they did obviously did not work. I mean, going in the fifth round.
I mean, you had QB needy teams that passed on you until the fifth round. And the Browns were one of them. And they had already taken a quarterback before that. So the Browns figured, I mean, you can say whatever you want to. And Kevin Stefanski can say whatever he wants to. And certainly Andrew Berry can when they speak to the media today at the Browns Foundation golf outing, which Baskin and Phelps will be at. That's coming up later today at 10 o'clock. So they can say whatever they want. It's clearly something he did, ruffled feathers, because a QB needy team passed on you. And so clearly the Browns were even like, oh, what the hell? Let's just go ahead and take him and see what he has. To a guy like Shedeur Sanders, who was supposed to be, to a lot of people, top 10 before this all started. 216-474-0092. Davis in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. Yellow.
Yes, good morning. How are you fellas doing this morning?
We're doing wonderful, Davis. You go right on ahead.
I'll just be glad when we can be done with this foolery, with the Sanders business. I mean, they've already, the league has already showed that they're not running anything. They're punishing him enough. Then he turned around and made this foolish third-round pick and pick a, you understand what I'm saying? And that was a wasted pick. Can the Browns admit the fact that they made a mistake at that pick?
Wait a minute. Davis, you want them to already make the admittance that they've made a mistake at a third-round pick before even the end of OTAs?
Yes, I do. Because the guy's too small, number one.
You know how crazy that sounds, though, Davis, don't you?
I mean, it's not crazy to me. I mean, he's barely 5'10".
Well,
he
I understand.
Over the line.
So if he's that short and that's the only component, then why would anybody ever draft him? Like it was said he was going to be drafted by somebody, not in the third round. I'll grant you that.
Why do we have to do it? We could have got Howard. Well, that was concerned.
Will Howard went in the sixth round himself. That would be just as much of an overdraft to the rest of the NFL.
But see, if I'd have had to get either one of the quarterbacks, I'd have got Howard.
Listen, Davis, if we're making a choice, and thank you very much for the call. I know what I said about Will Howard before the draft, and I still like Will Howard, and I'm not going to sit there and say that he's going to make us eat it for the next 20 years the way that some people did, but I thought very highly of Will Howard. And yeah, at that time I would have taken Will Howard over Dylan Gabriel and probably wouldn't even have thought twice about it because I didn't know where Dylan Gabriel was going to fit in the draft, if he was going to fit in the draft to me. I just didn't think about it. And I think a lot of people just didn't think about him either. But, hey, I'm not going to sit there and write him off altogether just because he's not the tallest quarterback. I can't say the word that we had to dump right there for crying out loud. Because he's not the tallest quarterback because of any of the other reasons. I mean, it's a strong pick to make. It's a strong choice to make. And they'll live with it. But you're not going to admit. There's nothing to admit right now that he is a wasted pick in the third round. We got to see him in the preseason. We got to see him in training camp. OTAs aren't even going to be able to help justify one way or the other about what he is. So that's where we're at right now. When you got four quarterbacks right now, we're going to have conversations about all these guys, about what they can do and what they can't do and what they can actually do for your football team. Joe Flacco has his own conversation. Kenny has his own conversation. God, we just had it. Shedeur, how seriously he takes his craft, how good he actually is. Is he able to conduct an offense at the NFL level? And Dylan Gabriel, I think that Dylan is an adult, and I think that Dylan is a guy that commands respect. But there's been other guys who have been, I think, bona fide leaders who have just not been able to play in the NFL at that level. And maybe Dylan's going to end up being that guy, Tone. I'm not sure. But I just can't sit here and keep having the same conversation about Dylan Gabriel just because of his height. I guess we'll just have to see.
I am so over. I am so over a lot of that. I mean, honestly, we know he's short. I don't understand why they drafted him where he did. And he's just got to come out. And you already talk about the gifts that you think he does have, about him being able to throw the ball you know, with the velocity and the things that, that you say he can do, all right, I mean, we know he's short. Like, at this point, is there really any difference between 5'10 and 6 foot? Like, what's the difference in any of that?
Well, I think
he got one pass batted down by Mason Graham, and, you know, that had everybody thinking that he's never going to be able to do anything ever.
Why? Well, I look at guys and I say, you know, 5'10, it's shorter. This is uncharted waters. I know Tyrod Taylor's around that yeah. size. Tyrod's gone out and had a decent enough career as a backup in the NFL yeah. and has had some flashes of some really good play in the past. He was very, very effective Bryce with the Baltimore Young. Ravens. Bryce Young is not the tallest guy in the world. He was taken number one overall. I saw Ryan Mallett get taken. Ryan Mallett yeah. was as tall as the day is long. So I'm not that concerned as much about the size of Dillon Gabriel as I am just, okay, what's his talent at? Because if Zach is saying that his talent isn't there as far as being able to complete passes in tight windows or just because of his size, you know, I got to see more of that. But I'm not going to lie to anybody. I didn't see anything in that first day, that opening day that I was available to be there, that would say that, oh, he's just terrible and we can't take a guy like that. No.